With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump announces a landmark trade agreement between the U.S. and the EU. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
The deal is a major victory for American energy and economic leadership. The European Commission is committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy exports, ensuring America's role as a global energy powerhouse. The EU also pledges an additional $600 billion in new investments beyond prior commitments. The agreement strengthens transatlantic ties, but also delivers a significant win for American workers, industries, and the broader economy. Ken Lorman reporting.
FAA is investigating an incident in Denver.
Authorities say several passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says American Airlines Flight 3023 reported the incident during its departure from Denver Saturday afternoon. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was headed to Miami. One passenger tells KUSA-TV there was a big bang as the jet was increasing speed on the runway to take off, causing the pilot to hit the brakes. Airport officials say one passenger was injured and taken to a medical facility for treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
Illegal fireworks sales on social media are being linked to street takeovers in Milwaukee. A federal investigation says a 20-year-old man selling illegal fireworks, including mortars and dynamite on Instagram, is tied to the event. Authorities found commercial-grade mortar shells and flash devices in a home search. The takeover probe has been ongoing for months, and officials are now considering tougher penalties. Officials with the FDA say Rich's ice cream may contain listeria and throw it out. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the 2028 Los Angeles Games not far off, the U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bar men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump, which threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing males to play against females. The policy is listed under the USOC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier in the year. This is SRN News. Numerous Army bases' names were changed in 2023 because they honored Confederate leaders. Now they're reverting back to the original names.
The move is stirring up conversation in and outside military circles. Skeptics wonder if the true intention is to undermine efforts to move away from Confederate associations, an issue that has long split people who favor preserving an aspect of Southern heritage and those who want symbols connected with slavery abolished. The wiping away of the names that were given by the Biden administration is the latest move by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to align with President Trump's purging of all programs, policies, books, and social media mentions of references to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 150 passengers on a flight from Denver to Miami had to exit the plane on the emergency slides after an issue with landing gear. The FAA said the American Airlines flight got up to 150 miles an hour on the runway in Denver Saturday before having to abort takeoff. More details at srnnews.com.